Hi, it's Dave. Welcome to my channel. Back in the day, Apple blogger John Gruber coined a term called the Apple roll, and he used it to describe how Apple would release a deceptively simple product, and people would deride it as being too naive or too simple. Yet Apple would ruthlessly iterate and improve on it and completely dominate and take over new markets. And we see this in how Apple did that with the iPod, with iOS, with iPhone, and with numerous product lines over their history. In this video, I'm going to introduce what I call the Tesla roll, and it's a simple three-step thinking process and strategy that Tesla uses for every single new product and every single new market that they enter. All right, I think a lot of times people underestimate what Tesla is doing and where they're headed because they don't completely get Tesla's strategy. They don't understand why and how they released the Model S and X and Model 3 and Model Y and where Tesla is going. In this video, I'm going to try to simplify things and really give you guys what I think is the core essence of Tesla's winning strategy. It's called the Tesla roll. All right, the Tesla roll is comprised of three things. Number one, only release products that can dominate market segments. It's a hyper-competitive economic marketplace that we have out in the world today. And if you're a new company and a new startup, if you have a second place product, that gives you very little chance to really survive and to thrive in the future. What you need is you need a first place product. You need a product in its market segment that is beloved, that is championed, that people are going to talk about and be excited about and buy more of and spread the word. Early on when Tesla first started, people had an idea of making an electric car, kind of like an electric Scion. But Elon was adamant about making a sexy sports car, the Roadster. And he wanted to do it because he knew that in order to dominate a market segment, he couldn't dominate the Scion market segment because it was just too competitive and too cutthroat in terms of costs. However, in the high-end Roadster sports car market, Elon knew that he had a chance to become first place with an electric car. And that's the type of mentality that Tesla and Elon has had for every single market that they enter. After the Roadster, the reason why Tesla went into the luxury kind of premium large sedan market was because it was the only market that they had a chance of becoming first place in with the current kind of cost structure and technologies that Tesla had. Tesla's ultimate aim was always to get to the Model 3 and beyond, but it took a long time because they knew they needed to bring down the cost of batteries, and they knew they needed to bring down the cost of manufacturing as well. So at the earliest possible moment, that's when Tesla released the Model 3. It was the exact right time when they could actually dominate that market segment. And Tesla is doing this for every single product that they release. They will only release a new product if they're confident that they can dominate that market segment. Just look at the Cybertruck. Tesla, to this point, couldn't have made a truck, a pickup truck, that could compete but beat out, let's say, the Ford F-150 in terms of costs and utility, etc. However, because Tesla, over time, has made so many innovative improvements on battery costs, on software, on manufacturing efficiencies, etc., they're getting to the point where now they can finally release a pickup truck that can be the best in its market segment. And Tesla will continue to do this and will continue to go downstream. And more we're going to hear about Tesla possibly releasing a $25,000 car that can compete with the Camry and the Accord. But when Tesla releases that $25,000 product, they're going to release it because they're confident that they can dominate that market segment. All right, number two, the second part of the Tesla roll and their secret strategy, right, to dominate new markets is that they iterate and they ruthlessly improve their products. Most automakers are steeped in their stagnant ways. And it's much easier to just maintain, right, a product rather than to try to rile up things and really make a product that much better. One example was several years ago, I was talking to Jerome, the current president of Tesla Auto, and he was sharing how he just has this mentality, and Tesla has this mentality where they just won't accept no as an answer. An example he gave was back in the day, the Model S had a backup camera where you didn't have the backup camera line. So all you saw was just kind of like a clear view of the back. And it was kind of frustrating because as you back up, it was like you didn't know exactly where you were going. And in fact, the first day that I got my Model S, I was actually taking the Model S to get this protective coating, Expel. And when I was taking it to there, I was backing up my Model S. This is like the second day. And I didn't see the lines because there were no lines. And I hit the back fender back left fender of my Model S against a brick wall, and it was just a complete mess. Anyways, Jerome continues with his story, saying that customers were requesting some backup lines in the camera, obviously, and he had talked to the engineer that was in charge of the backup camera software, and the engineer said it was impossible. However, Jerome said that they kept on pressing, and they finally got an answer. They finally got a solution that worked, and so that's kind of the mentality of Tesla. No matter what, they're going to try to keep on pushing for innovation, and that's why you see Tesla cars improving so rapidly. Their prices are coming down, the range is going up, the software is getting better, and overall the cars are becoming a better experience. All right, let's go back to the Tesla role. So the first step is they released kind of a simple product that can dominate a market. And step number two is they ruthlessly improve and innovate on that product. And step number three is they leverage all these innovations to create new products in new market categories. For example, every battery improvement impacts and improves every vehicle for Tesla. Every software improvement improves every car. And every HVAC improvement, every seating improvement, every manufacturing improvement, all these efficiencies help every vehicle to be better. Last year at Tesla's Autonomy Day, I was talking to a few Tesla engineers who were in charge of the Tesla Semi, and they're sharing how for the initial product, they just kind of pulled together a bunch of parts that Tesla already had. For example, they pulled together four Tesla motors from the Model 3, and they pulled together a bunch of Tesla Model 3 battery packs, and they put the Tesla Model 3 screen and software in, and they had all of these parts that they were just putting together. And that's what you get when you have a truly innovative company that's innovating and pushing the envelopes, trying to improve, let's say, hundreds and thousands of different features and parts. And when you pull them all together, you can create new products and completely revamp market categories. And all of this becomes a virtuous cycle. And that's why I call it the Tesla role. Because once they can start with one product, iterate it, and then create a new product based upon those iterations, the more products they make, it becomes increasingly easy for them to get into more and more markets. And that's why, for example, Elon Musk is even talking about getting to the home HVAC market. And it's because they've already developed a lot of air conditioning and venting and heat pump technologies with their cars, and they can expand into new markets. In 10 years, it's hard to predict exactly what markets Tesla will be going into. But however, if they're able to keep up this Tesla role, and they're able to keep introducing simple products that they iterate upon, use those innovations to create new products and new market categories, the sky's the limit for Tesla and their prospects. All right, if you've enjoyed this video, please give it a thumbs up, subscribe to this channel, and we'll see you in my next video. Thanks.